it was interesting to say the least. At Wexford were really spirited and really put it up to us. They gave us our belly full of it, and in the first half in particular, with the breeze, they were well set up, and we struggled to come up with answers, to be honest. You know, second half was much more encouraging. I think we managed the game more aligned to our standards and what we'd expect of ourselves, and less turnover, more patience, more tolerance, and we carved out a few opportunities, and the execution was better. So, yeah, game of two halves for us, for definite.
Flat performance.
Yeah, 100%.
Would you put it down to this, do you think? And also soon after the game, you have to look back at the game. Your initial thoughts on
this? I don't know, to be honest. We'll have to take that away and sort of diagnose what the challenge was for us today. Because what we do know is that won't be good enough, you know. So it's definitely there's definitely plenty of food for thought, for sure.
Was it the fact that Wexford had two really good competitive games coming into this, so obviously stood to them?
Yeah, definitely. But we knew that in advance, so that was discussed. So it shouldn't have come as a surprise. Now the reality is that, you know, maybe getting a game under your belt shakes the cobwebs, and you're a little bit more game ready, so to speak. But you know, to be honest, we're probably only clutching at straws in many ways. I think it was more down to our attitude, and as I say, we need to look at that and see what was going on.
Would you give way in terms of the injuries and that, but on a positive side, great to see Dean back for his first appearance.
Yeah, it was great to see Dean, and he got a score there and looked lively, and he'd been going well at training, which was great.
Would you give Wexford credit for their positive attitude, Desi?
Yeah, 100%. You know, obviously the great win against Wicklow the last day, and I always know coming to Wexford Park, playing Wexford hurling football, it doesn't matter, over the years they're going to be really, really spirited, and they were up for this, and great credit to them. They were well organised. They fought for every blade of grass out there, and in the first half taught our lads a lesson in terms of how to compete and how to contest, and hats off, they were excellent. Yeah.
You mightn't remember, but the last time Dublin played here, you played yourself and Jim Gavmore down the right. He played wing forward, you played corner forward.
Oh, was
1993.
I do. I think that was.
I know I'm aging you, but.
Yeah, I think that was the day that a Dublin spectator, a fan, came in through the dressing room roof.
Billy Walsh kicked him out.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I remember that day. Yeah, I do indeed.
Sorry, does Robbie McDade? His shoulder,
yeah, it seems to be. Obviously, the medics are in there having a look at it, so they'll assess it, and we'll get the scans or whatever needs to be done. You know, so hopefully it's not too bad.
Aaron Byrne.
Yeah, Aaron came off after just being introduced, so again we'll take a look at that, and he's probably for scan in the morning, I would have thought.
No Stephen Cluxton today. What's the situation?
No Stephen Cluxton. Stephen's, well, the situation is very simple. Stephen isn't with us at the moment. He's gone back to his club, and he's just taking time to heal the body, maybe to regenerate the appetite. I don't know, to be honest, whether Stephen will be back or not. But he's not retired, and he's just stepped away. And I think we've spoken about it as a group. I think he... given the service he's provided over the years, he deserves that respect and that time and space to make up his mind.
Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, we've been in contact, yeah. Yeah. So.
Do you get a sense that you'll see him this year, or
I don't
have you any clarity on that?
I don't know, is the honest answer, and it's not that we're trying to play games here in any way. He's asked for time, and I think he deserves the time, and at the end of the day, he's a... The service he's given to the county has been immense, and when a man has to step away and take time out, I think a player like Stephen Cluxton deserves that, and we all need to respect that.
Would you have a deadline, Desi? Would you have a deadline for when you'd like to see him back in, given two young keepers?
We've always operated on the basis that we've an open door policy. That was the same for the last management team, it was the same for any team that I managed at minor under 21 level, and if there's players out there and they're willing to contribute, and they and we feel they have a contribution to make, then the door is open for sure.
has Stephen been in with you at all this year?
He's back with his club. He's done some sessions with the coach, goalkeeping coach, all right, but for now he's with his club.
And yourself, Desi, back in the thick of it today after your little sojourn away, shall we say. Great to be back out there once again.
Yeah, it was great to be back out. Obviously, the performance leaves a little bit to be desired, but anyway, it was good to be back, yeah. It was good to be on the road.
Was it a hard suspension to serve, Desi?
Yeah, it was difficult, but look at, you know, difficult and being challenging is all relative to the context of what the country's gone through in the last 18 months and that, you know. But I 100% you'd regret it didn't happen. You know, and I think ultimately as manager of the team, that decision rests with me. And I take full responsibility for that, and I'll take this opportunity again to apologise for it. But it's not the standard I set myself on a personal level, and I fell short on that front. And all you can do is take the learnings and move forward. And you know, that's what we'll do.